appeal to the whole anthroposophical world from the entity of anthroposophia. Let us make use of the spiritual science so that it could serve not only to satisfy our curiosity, but also in a way that it could prepare us for the great objectives, great missions of the human race, for which we must bring up ourselves more and more mature. Rudolf Steiner, lecture as of 25th January 1910, GA 118. Preamble. The declared by Rudolf Steiner climax of the anthroposophical movement at the end of the 20th century seems to have failed in real life due to the reasons that we will be discussing below. However, this does not mean that the great spiritual agreement is violated and the Platonists and Aristotelians are not incarnated nowadays on Earth. Simply their meeting that could result into common action did not take place yet. Nevertheless, new spiritual impulses, as the new armor of Michael prepared for the consolidated terrestrial warriors, have been latently ripening for several decades. But if they keep being highly undemanded and unused, the downfall of civilization will be inescapable. The fifth cultural epoch will collapse and future culture of the spirit self will be impossible. The most dangerous symptom of the threatening apocalypse is a horrible and meaningless war in Armenia. All the progressive world and anthroposophical community is being silent in a strange way, and this indicates that it is incapable of solving such universal human issues, and hardly anyone is able to stop the fatal course of events threatening to immediately annihilate the great ancient people. Nevertheless, this great disaster is a chance to ponder who, according to the will of the spiritual world, would currently be responsible for the course of events in the world. Beyond all doubt, it is the anthroposophical society, which cannot act as a child anymore and fail to use the absolute authority that nowadays is actually given to it by the leading powers. So relying on the UNO, the G6, and peacekeeping military forces nowadays would be only sweet dreams and would lead to indivertible tragedy. What is born as the result of the meeting of Platonists and Aristotelians and synergetic unification of their potentials that until now the powers of darkness successfully directed against each other in numerous conflicts between anthroposophers. In the unification of powerful ascending to extrasensual reality of Platonists, leading to moral intuition and pure thinking of Aristotelians towards perceptible reality, contributing to moral imagination, capability to systematically practice moral technique is born, which Rudolf Steiner only declared in the philosophy of freedom, as long as its detailed research belongs to the new impulse in anthroposophy. Opportunities unveiled for the anthroposophers by virtue of this new impulse are as follows. From now on, anthroposophy unveils not only as the spiritual science and inner spiritual practice, but also as cooperation and interaction with the entity of anthroposophia. Together with the entity of anthroposophia, conscious meeting with Michael becomes possible and also acquisition from him of creating substance, which is rooted in mantras of the 19 first-class lessons. With their power, not only it is possible to overcome the threshold, but also to transform external circumstances of a person who is living at the threshold. With the help of the entity of anthroposophia and problem of any scope, either personal or universal, allows cognition of the sovereign plan underlying in fatal course of events and implementation of moral technique together with higher hierarchies, masters of wisdom and harmony of feelings, the so-called deceased, and with collaborative elementary spirits. Everything mentioned above and much more that will be discussed below today becomes possible not only for the dedicated, but also for all the anthroposophers who have honest interest to the new impulse in anthroposophy that has come at the end of the 20th century. For such renewal of all anthroposophical work, it is necessary to achieve consolidation of all anthroposophers who for many years have been either consciously or intuitively looking for the gospel thereof, but who appeared to be dissociated and alienated by counter forces. And in current apocalyptic situation, possible cooperation of all the anthroposophers living in different countries and at different continents is even negligible due to real or fictitious pandemic. But even here, the entity of anthroposophia, together with benevolent entities from the spiritual world, comes to help us and gives us opportunity to create spiritualized virtual space, which substantially and attributively is similar to the spiritual world, at the same time conquering spider-like entity of the World Web Internet that Doctor described in the 14th lecture of GA 204. All this gives us right now a chance to start common exterritorial spiritual work for perception of the new impulse in anthroposophy. Have conscious contact with its entity and start practicing moral technique, first of all towards transformation of homicidal military flashpoint in Armenia. Then, developing this new experience, it will be possible to put forces to renewal of the anthroposophical society and its initiatives in all the spheres of life, which is the only thing that gives opportunity to anthroposophers to accomplish their mission at the beginning of the third millennium, immediately before incarnation of Ahriman. This appeal should be regarded not only as the address to initiative groups of enthusiasts, but as direct inspiration from the entity of anthroposophia and its address to all the Michaelists, but largely to all the people of goodwill. If this preamble will have the response, the detailed description of the results of the meeting of Platonists and Aristotelians will follow. Practical methods for spiritualization and sacralization of common moral technical activity in the spiritualized virtual space.